She contacted us after she found the app to say that it's something that she's wanted. You know, it's the kind of thing that she knew she needed but didn't know was available. And it meant that now, rather than having to spend 2 hours researching a place and having her mom have to go out and pre-vet restaurants, now she can plan and spontaneously go out with her friends to a restaurant. You know, now they can just quickly check.
Pick a restaurant based on what she wants to eat. Well, that's the goal.
Exactly.
Just cruising on social media and came across this app, and it looked really, really interesting. Came out of Ireland. It's called Access Earth, and it's developed by Matt McCann and his team over there. Essentially, we'll get into it, but it's like kind of like the Yelp of mobility for the world. Not just restaurants. So think bigger, but think people with mobility issues. They have to think and plan ahead about where they want to go eat and hang out and stay in hotels and stuff like that. Well, Matt and his team are looking to make that a lot easier. So take a listen. Episode brought to you by Owens Recovery Science, a single source for PTs looking for certification in personalized blood flow restriction rehabilitation training and the equipment you need to apply it. Check out Johnny and his team at owensrecoveryscience.com.
Broadcasting to physical therapists around the world. This is the PT Pintcast. May I introduce?
Please allow me to introduce you to.
Here's your host, physical therapist, Jimmy McKay.
All right, the best conversations happen at happy hour. Welcome to ours. Next up on the PT Pintcast, all the way from across the pond, is Matt McCann. Matt, welcome to the show.
Oh, just, yeah, thank you for having me.
Matt, brought you on the program because you're doing something a little bit different. You saw a problem and said there should be an app for that. And then you went and designed an app for that.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, so I have a cerebral palsy, which means so I use a rollator or walking frame to kind of get around the place. I found that when I was in college, a group of us booked a holiday away to a hotel that had said they were wheelchair accessible. So that great booked it. This was in London as well, ironically around the time of the Paralympic Games. Got there and there were three steps up to the entrance, and it was like, okay, this isn't accessible to me. So it definitely wasn't accessible to someone in a wheelchair. I think at the time I was sort of in between degrees. I just graduated from chemistry and I was looking at doing something with computers. So I thought, okay, this would be something that, you know, I could make good use of this computer science degree. Just started creating something that, for me, I just wanted this information available in plain English, not just a business kind of saying in a tick box kind of way. For me, like, I just needed step-free entrance and that the doors are going to be wide enough to get into the hotel room.
I love how you put it, Matt. It was accessible. It just wasn't accessible for me. And listen, I've stayed at some Airbnbs, and I'll give credit to the photographers, man. When you show up and they make that, it's their same place. But man, those pictures can make it look completely different. But you know, you mentioned you did the research, you know, you did your due diligence to get to that hotel. And when you got there, you know, maybe it wasn't them saying it on purpose. Maybe they just didn't know what accessibility actually meant to someone else.
Exactly. I mean, that's kind of the crux of what we want to try and solve, is that everyone's accessibility needs are different. We've started to work with local businesses and they've slowly begun to realize, oh, I don't need to tear down the building. I just need to do these few simple changes. It can be accessible. Something that's really missing is that when people think of disability, they think exclusively wheelchair, but there's much more to it than that.
I think the first step would be bringing in some people who have mobility issues and saying, what bothers you or what doesn't work about this? And then being quiet enough to let that person respond and listen.
Exactly. Exactly. Because when we first started this, we were kind of doing our research of businesses to see, well, what other problems are people facing? We went into this restaurant that had just been through a great refurbishment. They had a fully accessible wheelchair bathroom, handrails, alarm pole, everything, but it was down a flight of stairs.
Yeah.
There was just this weird, let's just do the building regulations piece.
Sure.
And let's not do, as you said, this kind of like co-design with users in mind. It was very much just like, oh, well, there's the wheelchair bathroom. We're good.
Okay, so let's get to your app. That's exactly what Access Earth allows people to do, and you can find it online at access.earth. It's a web-based app, so you can check it on your computer, and then if you have a Google device, if you have an Apple iOS device, you can use it there as well. Matt, describe what Access Earth does.
Let's say you're looking for a restaurant nearby that is suitable for your needs. So if you have a manual wheelchair, tell the app that I'm using a manual wheelchair. You can begin to see places that are around you that are suitable, that have been rated by other users. that may be suitable for your needs. Likewise, if you're in a restaurant and you want to just rate the place, you answer a set of yes or no questions, like, is there a step-free entrance? Are the doors wide enough for your device? Are there wheelchair-accessible restrooms? That information is then available for anyone else to see. One of the things starting out was we wanted to avoid obscure five-star ratings or traffic light systems and
right.
just kind of give them a list of what does the place have and what doesn't it have. So you kind of have a more complete picture. It's rated by people who either have used the same device as you or using similar devices. Get this kind of social proof with the information as well.
Love that. I found a quote of you describing Access Earth, and I love it. I think it sums it up really well. We want to eliminate the fear of the unknown. When you go out to a restaurant or a hotel or somewhere, you shouldn't have to worry about being able to get in that place. So this allows you to eliminate that fear, letting the audience, letting the world of people with mobility issues help at least give you some insight into what you could possibly expect there.
Exactly. Who better to give you that information than the people who experience it in the same way that you do as well?
Nobody better. That's the best audience. So good on you guys for recognizing that and then making it very easy for people to do it. I downloaded it just yesterday. I'm going to be walking around my neighborhood today, being able to say, okay, these are the places I go. Maybe I can help out with my five or six ratings today. And maybe somebody will benefit from that tomorrow or next week or next month. And that's the goal of Access Earth.
Exactly. When we've worked with kind of users before in different cities, we introduced the app to them. One of the big talking points was it encouraged them to go to different areas of the city yeah. that they wouldn't have gone to before.
Get them to actually move more and say, okay, you're going here for the benefit of others and yourself, ultimately, if you like the place, but for the benefit of others of eliminating that, as you mentioned before, the fear of the unknown. How about some stories from users? What do you hear back in terms of how the app has helped people in their daily life?
We're inundated with the stories, really. I've got a couple of them, if that's all right, just to kind of...
Sure, absolutely.
There's Dia, who's a high school student in California. She, like me, has CP, so uses a mixture of crutches and a wheelchair. When she found the app beforehand, she had to, with her mom, ring up the police beforehand, and they had to check. And a lot of the time, the staff didn't really know. You know, they knew like what a ramp was, but they didn't know what wide doors were or what a bathroom kind of means to be accessible. She contacted us after she found the app to say that it's something that she's wanted. You know, the kind of thing that she knew she needed, but didn't know was available. And it meant that now, rather than having to spend 2 hours researching a place and having her mom have to go out and pre-vet restaurants, now she can plan and spontaneously go out with her friends yeah. to a restaurant. You know, now yeah. they can just quickly check.
Pick a restaurant based on what she wants to eat. Well, that's the goal.
Exactly. Exactly. Not just because, oh, well, we rang 10 restaurants and there was only one that had a ramp or said that they had a ramp, or just a lot of them actually, from her experience, a lot of them just wouldn't answer the question. You'd have to go out yourself and almost do a recon. And sure. that's just not how you want to do when you want to go out with your friends. Like,
would it be okay to call you guys the Yelp of the mobility world?
Yeah, that's a good example, really, yeah. We found as well that we could take in extra criteria as and when kind of users kind of told us about it. The changing spaces question kind of came about because a mother in Georgia, and she contacted us because her son, as he grows up, is going to need these adult size changing tables. While it's a small program in the UK and it's starting to gain traction in the US, it seems to be that a lot of businesses are taking it upon themselves to add in the changing spaces tables that allow for adult size changing. And there's nowhere that sort of collates and aggregates this information. That she just wants to find a place so that as her son grows up, they're able to go somewhere and they're able to use the bathroom.
You did exactly what we talked about at the beginning of this conversation. You found somebody with an issue, you listened to what they were saying, and then you adapted to it. You adapted your app to be able to highlight areas of the world that this person's accessibility would be good or bad. And you let them do that. So that's exactly in the spirit of your creation. I love it.
It lives or dies by whether you listen to your yeah. users and your customers. Be surprised, like as a startup, kind of like growing up, you'd be surprised at how many just don't. They just have this kind of tunnel vision on what they think their product should be and that the users have to fit to it. And really, it should be the other way around.
Well said.
Now's a good time to grab a fresh one. The PT Pinecast. We'll be right back.
Thinking about this the other day, back when I was in radio, finding a job somewhere that you wanted to be, that was so hard. You had to pretty much just take any job that came up if you wanted to work for a particular type of station. Whoever called you back, that's where you went. So you could be in North Dakota or Timbuktu, and there's nothing wrong with North Dakota or Timbuktu, but if it's not where you want to be, that sucks. Now, when you're a physical therapist, you have options. And that's where Arias comes in. They find physical therapist jobs doing what you want to do, where you want to do it. Don't get burned out. Change your scenery. Change the setting. They've got them all. All 50 states, they got you hooked up. AURUSmedical.com. Arias has been placing people in physical therapy positions for decades. They got you covered. AURUSmedical.com. See what they have to offer. Do what you want to do, where you want to do it. AURUSmedical.com.
Calling all physical therapists.
Expand your knowledge and your practice with Rock Tape. Join their medical professional program at no cost to you.
And start getting 40% off retail pricing right now.
Just head to rocktape.com and click Become a Medical Pro
to get 40% off retail right now.
Rock Tape helps athletes of every level go stronger, longer.
With the best kinesiology tape, cutting-edge education, and fitness support products.
Physical therapists.
Go to rocktape.com/start
and use the code PTPINECAST when you sign up
for an extra 10% off your first order. Rock Tape, the best kinesiology tape. And we're back.
Let's get back to the show.
Matt McCann, make sure you check it out at access.earth. Again, available on Android and Apple devices as well. As physical therapists, I think we're at least paying attention to things like this. I mean, I already, as soon as I downloaded, I thought of three places in my neighborhood, and I'm in New York City. Three places in my neighborhood, but I'm like, nope. I got to make sure that people know that that place is not accessible, or highlight the places that do go the extra mile and that are accessible. So excited to hear that. Real quick, last question. What's next? What are some things coming down the line for Access Earth?
Just recently, we were invited on to AI for Good cohort with Microsoft. So this is a London-based accelerator where we're looking to kind of leverage, well, I suppose they're buzzwords, AI and machine learning, right? We know that there are a ton of reviews around the web on, as you said before, Yelp, TripAdvisor, Foursquare, that mention sort of ramp, wheelchair, those kind of things. So we're going to be working with Microsoft to develop an analysis tool that will hook directly into Access Earth that will allow us to take in those reviews, compartmentalize them into the criteria. So you don't need to read tons of reviews to find out is there a ramp or not. We'd be able to look at that and say, yes, based on different sources, there is a ramp, because we're looking at the sentiment of, is ramp mentioned positively or negatively, so that we can say yes or no.
Wow.
But also in the vein of that as well, we're looking at image processing, so we can start to accept photos into the app, which is one of the most often requested features. In addition to those photos, we can start to train a model to recognize ramps and recognize steps, but also recognize doors. So that in the not too distant future, you know, to rate a place, you just take a couple of photos and then the platform will do the rest.
Wow, that's really smart.
That's the ultimate goal. I guess the big ticket and the one that we're asked the most is about adding in other criteria for, say, for the hard of hearing and deaf, or the blind and visually impaired, as well as cognitive. And that's something that we're actively looking to add in. And it's something that we don't want to rush into, that we want to make sure we have the right criteria set before we start pushing that out. But we're always looking for partner organizations or just user feedback on what criteria is important to them.
Email address, if people want to get a hold of you, you want to share that?
Yeah, it's just hello@accessearth.com.
Matt McCann, again, access.earth, killer website address, by the way. Very well done. Yeah. Again, Google, Apple devices, as well as web-based. Check that out, physical therapists, for helping your patients. And then, of course, encouraging them to use the app so they can access the earth. Matt, appreciate your time talking with us, and please check in. Excited to hear where this thing goes.
Yeah, and I will, of course. You'd be sick of hearing from me, Jimmy.
Sounds great, man.
Follow us online, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at PT Pinecast.
All right, show today brought to you by the Brooks Institute of Higher Learning, an innovator in providing advanced post-professional education. Brooks IHL offering continuing education courses in numerous specialty areas, 6 PT residency programs, an OMPT fellowship, as well as challenging but rewarding internships. The IHL specializes in the translation of information from evidence to patient management. Learn what they can do for you to support your professional development at brooksihl.org.
The PT Pinecast is a product of PT Pinecast LLC. It is hosted and produced by PT Pinecast CEO Jim McKay and CBO Sky Donovan from Marymount University. We talk PT, drink beer, and record it. This has been another pour from the PT Pinecast. The PT Pinecast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. More on the show at ptpinecast.com.
Our home on the internet.
ptpinecast.com.
Created by Build PT. Build PT provides marketing services specifically for private practice PTs.
From website development and hosting,
providing content marketing solutions
for PT clinics across the country.
See what Build PT can do for you today
at buildpt.com.